Man, this is another episode of Just Talk With Sam at gmail.com. You can email us at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. It turns out we got a bit of a catastrophe on our hands because super producer, executive producer, Tasha, overbooked us today. Now, as always, I know we was doing this for the month of August. I know we was doing this when we was trying to appeal to women.
Now appealing to women.
That's right, we are. So we actually brought a female on the show. One of my good friends who pretty much afraid to be on the show, mainly because I'm paraphrasing.
Thank you.
I wouldn't say afraid.
Thank you.
I'm paraphrasing. The person who says I wouldn't be on your show because I know how you sound. Why in the hell would I go to iTunes to hear you when I could just call you?
That's not.
That makes too much sense.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I give horrible introductions. Ladies and gentlemen. My good friend Carla.
Hey guys.
And since we overbooked, my man 100 grand, he just flew in and he said, hey, you got an extra mic? I said, you doggone right, I got an extra mic. And I got a little Cap Morgan for you too. Get your ass on this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. B Ram, what's going on?
It's good to be here again. And we ready for another conversation.
Every time. So
this should be interesting.
It is interesting because I pulled you off Twitter.
You know what? I let me tell you why I think it's good she's on the show. Because every time we do this, when I'm here, you know, our wives here. So we are kind of like, we got to kind of like cater to what they're saying and their needs. But since neither one of us are married to this woman, we pretty much can say whatever the hell we want.
I can pretty much say whatever the hell I want.
And like, with no judgment at night. So good.
I'm glad you brought that up because, as always, when we have guests on the show,
right,
we play a nice game called You Can't Judge Me. I would do swag tests, but as Brandy so eloquently put it, I don't have swag tests for women.
No, yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I didn't write them.
Yes, you did.
I do?
Yes, you do.
Well, I think we'll get into it. But as always, we play podcast games. And one of the best podcast games... And one of the best podcast games we like to play is You Can't Judge. You can't touch me, nigga. You can't touch me. Carla, since you're new to the show, I would like you to pick a number between 1 and 5.
3. 3?
Well, Brand, you know what that means.
Going around 3 times.
Going around 3 times. And we go around 3 times. You may say something in which somebody may judge you. Because, well, it is called You Can't Judge Me. So, you can't touch me, nigga. You can't touch me. You can't judge me. So the number was 3. As I usually let our guests start it off, but as Carla so eloquently put it, I have never heard your show. I just know you.
I do know you, yes.
I just know you. So you've been like a dead mother to me for roughly 10 years of my life.
This so is a persistent child.
Technically.
Persistent. I'm going to be in this room.
Technically.
Exactly, right.
You don't really need to hear the show. You don't. And, Brand, we've been friends for pushing 2 or 3 decades, regardless how long. You technically don't have to hear the show either.
I've been on the show.
You've been on the show.
Yeah. Hey, Cash.
Well, as always, we just don't judge me. Since you are a guest and never heard the show, I guess we got to skip and go to our first guest, Brandon.
Brandon.
Sure, no problem. Don't judge me.
Go ahead. Don't judge him.
I'm mixed.
Sorry. Look, I'm not Big Man. You know, another thing, Big Man ain't here because he just so happened to have a birthday. And he proved last week that he's goddamn invaluable to the show. No matter what Tasha say.
And I really would like to see that guy. He will. I'm going to see
So him. I'm running the board. So if something sounds off, I'm sorry. Anyway, go ahead. Can't judge you.
Don't judge me. I'm mixed. White Diamond perfume and cool water together. You can't touch me,
nigga. You can't touch me. Well, since Carl is new to this show, I think I'll take this one.
Go ahead.
Don't judge me. It's like a confessional. If you get
I'm learning that.
All right, yeah. I just want to make it plain to it. Don't judge me. I once watched a person stab somebody in front of me, but since she was hot, I didn't tell the cops. You can't touch me, nigga.
You can't touch Carl? Me. I don't think you should have said that shit on.
Yeah.
I didn't give a name.
Okay, all right. Let's say 20. Don't judge me.
You dog, all right.
You guys got some pretty heavy confessions.
Like, I feel like judging.
All right, go ahead.
I'm gonna let you guys have this.
I was like, y'all go judge immediately. You know anything I have to say, y'all will judge. Brand, go ahead. Fine.
Okay, you know what? I was kind of hypocritical of me for judging you because I got one kind of similar.
Okay, go ahead.
One day we're walking around the base. I heard somebody scream and then some waves hit the pier. Never seen that person again.
Oh my God!
Nah, I'm not saying that person's dead. And I didn't say I had nothing to do with the waves.
I would just stop talking. Just like you told me to stop talking. I just stop talking.
That ain't my fault. I'm not Christ. I didn't put some damn waves against that person.
Mm-hmm.
We just never seen Williams again.
Well, just go name his. Well, it's a lot of Williams.
Exactly.
It's a lot of Williams.
Exactly.
You can't touch me,
nigga. Well, how many times has this been?
2.
Oh. 2.
That this would be my 2nd.
All right.
Damn, I don't know how to follow that, but
I just said the same thing you said.
It's true.
Only that you let somebody die.
I didn't let anybody die.
I was about to grab my drink. Okay, hold on. Here we go. All right. You can't
touch me, nigga. You can't touch me. Back off again. We're gonna try it again. Well, I guess it's my turn for you. Can't judge me. I'm just gonna throw this out there. And I'm going to play this before y'all judge. You can't touch me, nigga. You can't touch me. It is. Since the month is now September, I have officially gave up on helping the homeless until next June. That's it. If you homeless die, you wouldn't try hard enough, goddamn. It was 3 solid months of sunshine and you couldn't get a job. That's all you.
You know, you can call me whatever you want to say, but I'm a piggyback off that. I personally don't help the homeless, and I personally don't like them.
What do you mean don't like them?
I don't like them. I don't like them as people because let me tell you something. Everybody in the world, I don't care what background you come out of, got the same opportunities as everybody else, don't they?
Pretty much, more or less, yeah.
A lot of times, some of the greatest leaders and some of the greatest people of our society today came from nothing, and they got something. They could look at the president. His daddy was black, and he left him, just like every other, 9 times out of 10, other household.
All right. I'm seeing where you're going with this.
And he had a white woman to raise him. Mm-hmm. And he black, president, married a black woman, got 2 black kids. Now, if you homeless, it's not my fault. So why should I help?
All right, then.
All the homeless folk, y'all can eat a dick.
Well,
oh, my God.
And I mean that. And I'm saying something else. This is not a joke.
You didn't say why we should judge you. Is this why we should?
Oh, yeah. Don't say that.
Is this why we should? I earned my drawing. Alright, fine. If you gonna take one from last time.
Did I say that last time?
Yes, you did say that last time. I will take one from last time. Man, okay. We breaking all the rules. Our guests didn't say shit.
Don't judge me.
Go ahead.
Oh, here we go. Don't judge me.
You ready?
You don't have to.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a don't judge me. Okay, you ready? Here's a don't judge me. This is specifically aimed at women.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10. Don't judge me, women. 9 times out of 10. Don't judge me. It's not my fault. It's actually the way Christ made me as a person individually. 9 times out of 10, I'm always right. A man is always right concerning his home.
Good enough. I'm gonna take this
9 times out of 10. Now that 1% is for the mother bastards that ain't doing nothing with their life. But 9 times out of 10, the man is always right, and he allows the woman to make mistakes so she learns. I was right.
You've been on the show roughly 10 minutes, how you feel?
Now, you can do it. Let me hear your take on that.
Wait, I got one more.
If my wife was sitting here, I probably wouldn't say anything.
I'm finna kill it.
I got one more. We was 3. We breaking rules. Should I break 1, 2?
Go ahead.
I just told like 2, didn't I?
Yep.
You did.
You were 3. You were 3.
Well, that was 3 because
you went first. You just went long.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, this is me.
Homeless people. I don't like them.
Before I got married.
Tell you at the end of the freeway for.
At one time. Before I got married, I got put a disclaimer. I have ended arguments with females on more than one occasion with the phrase, being me gets you an avalanche of pussy. You can't touch me, nigga. You can't touch me. I'll just go play this.
It's almost too bad that we can't take these rings off when we do this show.
Oh my God!
And the show is over.
This thing is a GPS lie detector. I believe it's like that. It's like the movie The Box. If I take this shit off, somebody I know gonna die. Somebody I know will
something
die the second I take
this
off.
Somebody I know if I take this ring off. Last year, I took my ring off one time just to wash my hands. My brother Chris called me and told me that he had the flu.
God damn.
I lied to you now. He told me he had the flu.
It's a lot of pressure having this ring, Carla. You ain't got a ring. It's a lot of pressure.
I don't have a ring. I don't know anything about
I'm not going to tell you about I'll give you a little insight about the pressure about this ring. You ready? You know I cry in the shower on Thursdays? Just
let me tell you something about this ring. See, because for a woman, this ring.
Oh, my God. This is the Super Bowl WrestleMania NBA championship road into one.
Yes, indeed. See, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you what I
what you feel.
No, that
wasn't. Go ahead, preach.
I'm going to tell you what I think most women think about this ring.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they got a good man, right? First, he's a good man. But they know the flaws of the man, right? Mm-hmm. They know that the man can be hard-headed and stubborn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And bullheaded and opinionated and argumentative, especially when he's sticking by the point he made.
So you have heard my show.
No. listen. And then they use this ring to their advantage because they figure I'm married to this good man. Man got good man, benefits, good paying job, and he will keep this job. And as long as I stay with him, my needs and whatever will be met. So they use it a lot to their advantage because they figure if I divorce this man, Eddie Murphy said half, and in which the woman will be half.
Half is bullshit.
The thing is, since the woman knows all of this, that means, kinda, she can say what she want, all the dumb shit in the world, say it, make as many dumbass comments, as many pointless ass conversations as she want. Because what we gonna do? Yeah.
Yep. I'm finna hit you with something.
And I can't smoke when my wife is talking, so.
I'm finna hit you with something. You ready for this?
What?
You ever got woke up 3:30 in the morning?
Yes, I did. Oh, go ahead, Phil.
Hold up. You ever got woke up 3:30 in the morning Your wife is in a cold sweat. She wakes you up and says, what would you do if I die?
Well, that's heavy.
I'm going to roll back over and go back to sleep.
So, I would answer the question. If my wife died, I collect $100,000.
Goddamn.
So, if you feel like dying, hey, I'm not Christ, but I don't want you to die. But, so you grown, you're your own woman. If you feel like dying, I will have a Cadillac by the end of the day.
It matters. But when me and my wife was dating, she actually hit me with one of those. It went 3:30 in the morning. It was like one of those rhetorical conversations she said. I said, baby, let me tell you like this. I was like about 2 years into dating her. I said, baby, it's like this. Before I marry you, I will only allow myself to love you 90%. Because if you die, or you dump me, or you just leave, I need that 10 cent of swag to bring my ass back to where I was so I could get some pussy on Friday.
Oh my God, Sam, that is so insane.
Swag,
the nigga ain't wrong. Understand. Can't say the nigga wrong.
Yes, he is. Because
90%. 90 ain't good enough.
No, it's not.
Ain't good enough.
This is what I'm talking about.
Ain't good enough.
This is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm saying. You ain't got nothing. I want it all. I want it all.
That's like me saying, hey, Carla, you want 90% of my house?
I know. I need the whole thing. I want the grass. I want the grass behind the garage.
I just sit on the porch. You can just have 90% of my house.
I want you to walk around with jogging pants with no pockets. Because you ain't got nothing.
I don't want you here.
That's right. I don't want you here.
Yeah, I don't want
pay
you
bills, but I don't want you here. Yeah.
Take this DTE bill with you, goddammit. I'm sorry. You know what?
I'm not.
No, I'm not. No, not for that. I'm not apologizing for anything I just said. No, I'm sorry because I kind of jumped off topic a little bit.
What are we talking about?
I forgot. But the reason we pulled Carla here, I pulled Carla from Twitter. Because she was talking about a compelling story. It was really good. And I was like, you know what? Bring it to the show. So could you please enlighten us about the what's good?
First of all,
mm-hmm.
I feel like anybody that's interested in me, first of all, do not send me a text message saying what's good. And you haven't heard from me. And I haven't heard from you in months. How about, hello, how are you? Thinking about you. Gonna call you soon. Something, but what's good, really?
Isn't that what? What's
ignored.
Good?
Oh, wait, I got you. I got
ignored.
You know what? Go take it. I want to close this.
I thought that's what's good mean. How are you? What's going
yeah.
on? What's,
no.
Because really, if you think about it, what's good kind of covers every aspect of what you just said.
No.
How you been? What you doing? What's been up? How's your child? What's, no. How's work coming? How's school coming?
No.
What's good?
What's good? No.
So you want each individual question.
I was immediately offended.
You want each individual question.
What's good?
You want each individual question.
All right.
Yeah. First of all,
what about my suggestion?
No. What's first, how really about good? A hello? Hi. How are you?
What's good? What's good?
That's just to me. That's just rude. I was immediately offended with that text.
How was that rude?
But what's good?
And needless to say, I did not.
What?
Just
nah, he don't know.
So
what's bad?
I really don't know what's good.
What's good? Really?
I really don't know what's good.
No.
I gotta be left with all this bad?
See, you know what the thing is, Sam? I'm gonna tell you.
Looks good.
You know, T.D. Jakes talked about this. Bishop Jakes talked about this. Men speak intellectually to women.
Yeah.
Women speak emotionally to men.
Yeah.
Which is why a lot of our conversations sometimes turn into arguments. Because I'm talking to when I'm talking to a woman, don't take offense to nothing I'm saying, but when I'm talking to a woman, I think I make too much sense.
Good.
Go ahead.
And then she wants to talk to me emotionally wise. I'm thinking to myself, like, she can talk to me emotionally wise. I can be in tune to what she's saying.
Good.
Because my emotions is not connected to hers, she figure I don't care. But at the same time, I'm thinking she's stupid because I'm asking her the most simplest questions.
But we're just emotional.
And that's just the problem. Don't you agree? If y'all weren't so emotional, and maybe if men weren't so intellectual, we would have a better conversation.
Okay.
I think most arguments between married people or just boyfriend and girlfriend could be solved if, for one, the woman would listen and the man would listen and respond to each other in the way that the initiative person is talking to the other person.
If anything, That does look good.
Looks good.
But I want to throw this out here. Now that's a very, very good statement.
It makes too much sense. That's
it makes way too much sense.
It makes sense to you and I.
But here's every other man I know. I'm gonna go in an entirely different direction than he went. Hopefully, somewhere between the three of us, we can realize what's good ain't that bad.
At least two of us would agree on this.
You know, what's good is horrible.
Here's my point. I think you are expected a hell of a lot more than what you get. All right, here it is.
What's
here it is.
Good?
Hear me
Excuse
out.
Me?
But hear me out. Hear me out, no. though. Hear me out. You really expected way too much. How do you start off a conversation with someone you haven't talked to in God knows how long?
Hello, how
it's
have you
pretty
been?
Pretty hard.
Hello, how have you been? Thinking and about it, you?
And if the guy says, I'm fine, thinking about you too, is that good?
That's great.
That's great. Now here's why I say you're looking
one
for two
and all the other 2 billion women in America.
Yeah. Now here's why you're expecting too much.
That's not enough.
Now we are a species who I'm guilty of this. I throw myself under the bus. Hit on a woman by honking the car horn and driving in the other direction.
My wife listens to this. I have never honked the horn at a woman. I have never done that, and I just want to put it out there.
You looking for a species?
Okay, hold on.
Who? Well, what's good? Okay, that's another one. You waiting for a species who just? I'm sorry. I want to say this, and I mean this because. I love you. I got you.
We apologize too much on the show.
No. I'm not apologizing. This is just a disclaimer to say, get ready for the shit I'm about to say. And my whole thing is, I blame Tyler Perry. Here's why I blame Tyler Perry.
Let's hear this.
I blame Tyler Perry. Because every time, Now, this is all from the movies I seen. Now, Tyler Perry, maybe you can hit me to some new Tyler Perry stuff, but just judging from the Tyler Perry's stuff I've seen, every time you in this little funk, you in a crunch, we talked about what a woman goes through in a crunch with my good friend Brandy. She'll be back on the show, but anyway, when y'all going through y'all
Brandy
crunch.
Is who we need. I'm sorry.
When y'all go through y'all crunch, here's what y'all expect. Y'all expect, and I'm not ganging up on you, because you're kind of punking my man on what's good. He couldn't think of shit else, but
I want him on the show.
I want him. Yeah, I want him too.
No, he will not be joining the show.
But anyway,
what's good? I tell you, what's good, motherfucker.
But
this was good. I said, "What's up?" She popped back after I paid that Sprint bill.
And he should be right. Here's what y'all expecting instead of what's good. You was expecting, I'm going a little bit farther with this. I think you was expecting a shirtless Shamar Moore raking your leaves like in every goddamn Tyler Perry movie. Every problem is solved with Madea and a shirtless Shamar Moore. Okay, here it is.
Tyler Perry does not make good movies.
If you had to redo the What's Good, how would you have done it in your mind? You know, how would you have redid it?
I'm just asking for him to just speak to me like a human, like a woman, not just some piece of behind that he's trying to get.
Nah, I'm finna.
What's good?
You know what?
How about you're interested in me? Hi, how are you?
I'm gonna play.
I haven't seen you.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate. I got you. I'm gonna play devil's advocate.
Brandon is off his seat. He's ready to speak.
He should. But here's the conversation you thought you was going to get.
Too many times with that woman over there.
Here's that conversation you thought you was going to get.
Exactly.
Hey, what's up?
Go deeper.
Hey, what's up? You know, it's been a while since I talked to you. You know, you got to do the P. Diddy voice. That's what I'm saying. It's been a while since I talked to you. You know, I just want to know what was okay with you. I know I ain't been around quite some time, and I just wanted to know how you was doing and how you was feeling and, you know, the things about you. Could you pleasure me with the things of your life?
Yeah. So what's wrong with that?
Because it doesn't exist.
First off, that was 20 minutes.
What I want to know is what's good. That's all I want to know. How you been? I'm not trying to...
I don't want to do it. I just want to know how you're doing.
That's too much. I only get 140 characters with a text.
Okay, and then, okay, just...
And if the nigga didn't pay for texting, that's a lot of...
Jesus.
That's a lot of texts. That's extra money on the bill.
I paid 10 cents to find out what's good.
And you don't even reply back.
All I'm saying,
he still don't know what's good.
That nigga mad as hell. I want him on the show. I will fly back to Detroit. I will tell the captain, sir, I cannot get underway. All right, I gotta go to Detroit to do a show. I will do it.
I'm just gonna shut up this batch, Bill.
That's too long.
All right.
No, it's not.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
He was trying to, was he trying to holler?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Oh, well.
You know, just for me. Just for me. Since I'm your boy, and... The only reason you doing the show because I'm your boy. Could you please tell me what's good on the off shot chance he listened to this horseshit podcast? He can finally find out what really is good.
You know what? With him, nothing. What's good?
Stop. Don't ask me.
How about
Lord have mercy.
Approach me a little differently and you might find out. But what's good?
I don't want to know what's good right now. I hope bad shit happens.
Oh, believe me. The nigga know what's good right now. Ain't a god.
Ain't nothing
going
good.
On right now.
That nigga's praying for bad shit to happen to you right now.
We work it.
I was just offended.
I hope she get hit by a bus. She can't tell me what's good.
Where you work it?
You know, I really don't know.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
I have no idea. I don't know.
How old is he?
He might be 30.
Maybe 30.
Did you know he went to school with us?
What's his name?
I don't want to reveal.
You can't.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, yeah. Don't. I forgot. You trying to get me sued, motherfucker.
I don't want to reveal that, but he went to school with us.
All right, good enough.
He was light skinned?
Yeah.
I know exactly who he's.
You don't know.
I know exactly who the hell you.
Light skinned. Bastard.
It's not him.
I shut off these mics and you can say a name. Shit.
Yeah, shut the mics off.
We'll be right back.
We're not going to tell you.
Alright, we didn't say a name. We back on now, but we didn't say a name, but apparently he has one name. He's Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hulk.
He's the...
You don't like me when I'm angry. You better tell me what's good. I'm getting mad.
Oh, you better tell me what's good. Shit.
Brother, I'm on the show. You know what's good right now.
Let me tell you something. It ain't good. It ain't good at all. She ain't answered you back. This had to be, two days, three days ago?
This was about 3 days ago.
Oh, he really don't know what's good.
Oh, he's still
waiting by the phone.
No. After 3 days, he know what's good. He knows what's good. Ain't nothing going over here. I tell you what's good. Rallies, Burger King, Taco Bell. That's what's good. Whatever's playing at the movies. Captain America was good. That was good.
Hey, dog, all
right. Yeah. Cadillacs are good and fried chicken. That's good.
Now,
collard greens and ham hocks.
Well, we got to the bottom of what's good.
Nothing. Nothing.
Normally.
That's all right.
I would kind of like, normally, you haven't heard the show. We would beat the hell out of Dead Horse. This what's good could go on for like 2 or 3 more hours. I got a lot more what's good jokes.
This show is not scripted until the end. Okay, that's when it's scripted.
Oh my god. The only person who paid for this show is Big Mane and Tasha.
I can
putting
this
shit together.
If Big Mane was here,
ain't shit good.
No. We gonna find out what's good.
Call him right now.
We gonna find out what's good.
It's not good. Barely, nothing's good.
Nothing
ever.
At all. No.
Money.
Well, We understand that's your time, and thank you for coming out and just telling us what's good.
I love you guys. This is great.
You know, normally, when guests show up, we let them plug whatever they got. I don't know if you got anything going on. Where can people contact you on Twitter? You can always get us at SamShow11 or just talk with Sam at gmail.com.
I am at Twitter, Max's Sweet Lady. Max's _ Sweet Lady.
Or you can just send a link to justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. And we'll provide all the Twitter feed. Carl, thank you for showing for just showing up and letting us know.
I had fun.
What's good? I had fun.
No, you know,
we still got half an hour to kill.
Do you know what you're really sensitive.
I know, I know.
Do you know what the messed up part about this is?
We never find out what's good.
No, no, no. You and I find out what's good.
Oh, I know what's good.
But this nigga still don't know. Oh, I hope he listens to this show, nigga.
A piece of me that wish he was a shirtless Shamar Moore.
Yes, yes.
Just so I know what's really good. Well, if it's a shirtless Shamar Moore, you can't have that.
Hey. Here, babe. Take mommy's phone, okay?
Shirtless Shamar Moore.
Okay, I'm coming.
So the only conclusion we find out that is shirtless Shamar Moore can find out what's good.
Shirtless Shamar Moore can say whatever the hell he want.
Included was good.
Because before you asked that question, she was on the road.
She was like,
now what about a shirtless Shamar Moore?
Cassie showed up. She was a little off mic, but she was just like, I can't believe if somebody came to me and if they had a hand and my hair was touching your hair, I will never, ever come down to shirtless Shamar Moore. You know what?
You know what? He can touch my hand. He can do my hand.
Let's walk about. We'll play something out.
We can join hands.
Hold on. Let's walk about. Let's play some music or
something.
super producer, executive producer Tasha, overbooked the show, and we want to bring somebody to the show. We want to bring somebody who has a mic. And just judging from the last times and just reading all the stuff from just talking with Sam at gmail.com, you guys suggested that I do this every time that this person ever step foot on the podcast.
I would like it if you do.
Before I bring her up, Miss Brandi Tingle, we talked about it. See, Brandi Tingle doesn't like me talking about this.
Talk about it, because I want to hear it.
One time, me and Brandi Tingle was going to the 7-Star, and we was walking. We saw a woman selling her precious body on the corner. She took her by the hand, and she said...
Brandi took the prostitute by the hand?
Can I finish the story?
I'm sorry, go
ahead. All right, then. She took her by the hand and says, young lady, you don't have to do this. You too precious to have this. And she said, my body don't belong to me. It belongs to my pimp. And here's what Brandi said. What is your pimp's name? The woman looked at her with all the soulness she could muster and say, his name is Maximo Ass. You got to say the whole thing. It's like A Tribe Called Quest. So Brandi walked up to Maximo Ass, and she said, having that woman on that corner of 6 and Gratiot is a problem. And a problem that only I can solve.
Gratiot and Harper? 8 Mile?
Well, down the street, goddammit.
Okay, continue your story. I'm sorry. Can I tell a story after this? Wait.
Yeah, I like how motherfuckers who didn't hear the podcast and who wasn't with me and Brandi dealing with Maximo Ass know the story.
Brandi, but she lived it. Continue.
But anyway,
continue.
She walked up to Maximo and she said, look, I'm finna give you this book of food stamps. And this woman... I damn it, shut up!
Come on, continue.
And what was that?
Your pack of cigarettes, not in my pocket.
You sure?
And what she said to Maximo Ass. She said,
that is right here.
Here's this book of food stamps.
You full of shit. That's yours. Okay.
Yeah. And that woman, she bought her freedom right there to there with a book of food stamps.
I must have had met Brandi in 1997 or 6. And I met Brandi.
I hate all of y'all.
St. Von Steuben High School. Middle school. Was that a middle school?
Saint Von.
Middle school. That's his name.
Is
it Saint?
Saint?
He was a Saint.
Von it was.
Yeah, ain't lying. I ain't making this up.
I don't apologize to everybody. Von we used Steuben. To be
funny. And, seventh grade. And our homeroom teacher was Miss Hallman.
Phyllis Hallman.
Miss P. Hallman. Right across the street.
From this bitch ass Coleman.
Miss B.A. Coleman, who retired, God bless her soul, after 33 years of hard work service for the Triple M School. And Brandi and along with Sam, have been long-standing friends up until this present moment. Brandi and myself, we both went seventh grade together, then went over there to Burroughs with
Andrea Dorsey, that woman that
said I have to spend. Always told me I have to spend extra time after class.
She was a pedophile,
child molester, and then I remember.
Yeah, every day.
Brandi,
you had 5 minutes after
questions. That's not a door at all.
We had Brandi, to take
Brandi.
The bus.
And then I remember Brandi and I also had.
Believe it or not, this is still an introduction.
And you, McLean. Yeah, I remember. We also three of us had a teacher by the name of. What's that white man? He's always make fun of Sam.
Mr. Trout.
Yes, sir.
Then we had Mr. McRipley. Andrea, they don't care. Then we had Miss Onyango.
Oh, my
Then we
goodness.
Had Mr. What's that guy that Vernell used to always mess with?
Mr. Reagan's.
Mr.
He
Reagan's
dad.
Neck, did he not? I'm not surprised. His neck
yeah, he died.
Cancerous.
So
he even fought Patrice. Remember Patrice?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. He fought Patrice. Yes.
Wow, you just going to say the whole name. Well,
and then after that, we had went on to 10th grade. No, ninth.
You wasn't there.
I want to see how you tie this into an introduction.
10th grade, and then Because we had
no,
Dr.
they changed.
Woods,
high
had
school.
That Dr. Woods the two. Then
no,
11
just eighth
grade. Then 12th
no,
grade.
No, he didn't not.
And
tough,
then
I
after
born.
That, I went to college, and I used to come back, and I still saw Brandon. And now we're here, 2011, about to run in 2000. And you are also about to be the godmother of my first
I
born
know,
son.
Right? It's and my. Why you keep saying son? Why do we keep saying that?
Son. Yeah, because it's going to be. Listen. When the child comes out and it's a boy, I don't want this. Don't talk, please. And after all these years, Brandon, Sam, we've been on each other how long now?
Forever.
Just I know,
about 19
right?
19 years. So I must have been knowing you there for about a good 16 years then. I met Mike Brown in sixth
time.
Grade. With Mike, then I've been knowing for about 17 years. So that's been a long time, Brandon.
So, you with all of that said.
So I'm 30 and you like 50.
I'm waiting on it to be. He cut my ass off.
Brother and sister was going to school with my brother Chris.
I know it.
And your dad was your granddad, and your granddad used to drive that blue station wagon. And I had some sunglasses on. He called me a highway patrolman.
It used to be.
Yeah. Oh my God! I forgot about that.
I forgot about that. I see him right there. He called me a highway patroller because I had the motorcycle cop sunglasses on.
Oh my God! I forgot
and,
about
that. Yeah, he's taking my whole face. I could look directly at the sun and not hurt me.
Now we're gonna bring this shit all the way full circle.
Yeah, I kind of ran off.
Yeah, and that same woman she saved that day is Carol Danvers, the district attorney of Western Salem, North Carolina.
Yeah, it all ties back into Mexico.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Put your hands together.
For my girl.
Show your love.
Brandy Tinkle. You may have seen her as Big Tammy, the security guard at New York Undercover.
You may have recognized her from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama.
Three-time Nobel Peace Prize winner. Grammy-nominated soloist.
14-time world champion of the world.
Woo! Brandy Tinkle.
Woo! D!
Okay. Hey, everybody that's listening to the
What's
podcast.
What's good? What's good? Because that's why we got to ask you, nigga. What's good? I'm glad you came back. Because a lot of motherfuckers just love you. I was reading a lot of things and people, I was reading a lot of emails. I'm just talking with sam@gmail.com. I got a lot of tweets and people wanted me to bring you back and they didn't want to wait till 2013, in which I was so sure I was going to have to do it. I was fucking
Sam,
positive.
I told you I wanted to do it again. I was nervous and Tasha knew that. She told you, she said, you told me, she said
Tasha's
that.
Tasha's playing
so.
Isn't funny. She's a super producer. She's an awesome producer. She don't belong on this goddamn mic.
Sam.
I said she was awesome as a producer. Shit, look at the guest she brought. Carl.
To pick up from what we were last talking about, the question was.
What's good?
What's good?
What's good?
And I think it's good. Why do women, it seems like they do, have a problem when a guy approaches a woman and says, what's good?
Because it just seems like.
In a non-sexual way.
He just. He
nothing
just
sexual about
good.
It. All he's saying is, what's good?
I don't.
He ain't trying to holler.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
But he's not trying to holler.
Looks good.
Well, what is he trying to do?
What's good? How you been? What's been going down? How's school? How's the child? How's the mama? How's the father?
Like
what's
people,
good?
Like
yeah, if you go that route and
that's
say
what
it like
I love it when people without a bike talk.
Well,
that's what he said.
The what's good, it always just seemed like, what up with you? Just like, what up with that or something like that. It's never like nothing good.
Okay,
if you just gonna say how you been, you should just come out, hey, how you been, not just what's good.
I made a point on
when Carla was here, yeah,
when Carla was here,
yep,
about how men and women talk to each other. What I said was picked it back off of Bishop T.D. Jakes, and what I said was this: men speak to women intellectually, straight thoughts, it's to the point. And a woman speaks to a man emotionally, which is why there's always some conflict in the conversation, because the man gets straight to the point. The man can say, baby, how you doing? Woman says, I'm doing fine. Man drops it. The woman says, baby, how you doing? And the man says, I'm fine. And she has a problem with that because she wants to know about the entire day. What all the man wants to know is, how are you doing right now? If you say fine, the guy's good with that. If you tell the woman that you're fine, she has a problem and says, you ignore me, you don't want to talk to me, you short with me. If you have somebody else, you would blah, 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 blah. So when a man can say what's good, all he, nine times out of ten, all he wants, how's
good. Life? Looks good.
A woman who speaks with emotions and thinks with emotions oftentimes think to themselves, since she does think like that, oh, he must want something in return. What's good? He want to know what is good.
Good. Looks good.
Boy, looks good.
Good enough. Shit. You said so much with that. You know one thing we didn't really get a chance to. I know I'm shifting gears, but not really about this show. And we have roughly... Fuck it. We just going to go long. I'll send a note to iTunes. Fuck it. We never answered a goddamn question last time me and you was on the...
I'd like to know this.
Last time you was on the podcast... Shit, you too! We did not answer a question for Just Talk With Sam at gmail.com. And I think we got enough time to answer one question that may or may not tie into this shit.
Come on with it. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, this is actually from, this is from James at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com.
This from who?
James. Not James. That James. Oh, not that James.
Because this conversation can go for a lot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just turned off my fucking mic and just gave it to him. Right. But anyway, James, just talking with Sam, he says he got girlfriend problems. He says, James says, so me and my girl have been dating for 7 months, and she's really insecure. Like, she thinks she's ugly, and she, oh my gosh, she's not really, she's actually really beautiful. I'm just saying that she is, she has really, look, I can't help how people write shit.
I'll read it. Let me read it.
I got it.
Sorry. Okay.
She has really big boobs, a nice ass, beautiful curves, good face, downright amazing. I don't let her wear too much showing her beautifulness. Believe it or not, it actually says that shit. I tell her every day, literally, how sexy she look and how cute and gorgeous she is.
Right.
And every day, she feels insecure. Right. I didn't get tired of it either. But she thinks she doesn't look good. She sends me pics. She hardly finds excuses. And she just wants to feel beautiful. He says that in air quotes. Why is she so crazy?
She's not.
Hold on, wait. Well, there's more. There's a lot to this shit.
Oh.
Am I doing something wrong, or is it something else that's wrong? I love her so much. She gets me, and I get her, and we're super happy. I'm afraid to lose her, but she keeps acting crazy. I should not feel this way, but at the same time, I kind of want to wait more until she feels exactly what I'm saying. She lives not too far away from me, and every day I do this, it's kind of going on and on, actually. Yeah. Any help will do. I'm just like, I need a little advice. Really, thank you for helping me whip this sound. Sad face.
That's what it says. I see it.
How do we help James?
I'm going to tell you how we help James.
Well, first of all, he's not doing anything wrong.
He ain't doing shit wrong.
Really good job at trying to keep her spirits up.
I like how 8 motherfuckers just start talking. Now, one mic.
Brandy, how can we help?
How can we help? This is usually when we have.
There are three issues here, Brand. One, he thinks he's doing something wrong.
Right.
Right. Think he's doing something wrong. Secondly, he wants to know how can he make his woman feel more beautiful. And thirdly,
he just want
to
get the fuck out.
How can we help her to get over?
Four is like he want to get out because he's tired of dealing with this shit.
He doesn't want to get out.
He's just tired of dealing with shit.
He is tired of her thinking the way she is.
All right, then.
That's why you have to address whatever the underlying problem is.
What's the underlying
problem? We don't know that.
I think we do know what the underlying problem is.
You go ahead.
The underlying problem is not him at all.
No.
It's the woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the underlying problem. So, and helping him, yes, it is.
He has to figure out what the underlying problem is first.
I just said the underlying problem is the woman.
Right.
Because she thinks this way about herself. Now, the question is, can we make a person think differently about themselves? The answer to that is no, we cannot. All we can do, like if I was to tell my wife she's beautiful, she's this, she's this, she's this, she's this, but she constantly thinks a certain way about herself, all I can do as myself is continue to do what I'm doing.
Right.
Her mindset, I cannot necessarily change her mindset until she changes herself. I mean, no, I take that back. I can't change her mindset at all. She has to change that for herself. All I can do is remain the person that I am.
I think he's doing the right thing by giving evidence. All he's doing is just, he's reaffirming all the things he want to say.
Yeah.
And he said he shows her pictures of herself to try to get her to realize the same shit that he's been saying the whole thing. So, James, I'm sorry, man. You doing everything right. I'm sorry. It ain't nothing wrong with you personally.
Bring that woman take on that.
Well, I do think it has to start with her, of course. It has to. But we don't know how she feels about the situation, whether she wants to express why she feels like that about herself. Right. Like, have they talked about, I think they need to talk about it. Well, baby, why do you feel like this about yourself?
Nah.
Or, you know, they just need to sit down and have a talk about it. Let him express how he feels about it to her. See if she opens up more. It might take more than one conversation, but ultimately they have to get down to why she feels like that about herself before, you know, maybe that'll make him understand more and be, you know, more giving and not wanna, like, I'm tired of this, and I, you know, try like kind of give up hope on her or whatever, because it seems he kind of saying that like I'm tired of this.
I get that vibe too.
I'm tired of telling her she's beautiful and all this kind of stuff. So, but he want to stick in there. It sounds like he want to stick in there too. So that's why I say it's worth a shot for them to just, you know, sit down and see if she'll open up about why she feels like that. Because if she's beautiful and he thinks she's beautiful, I know other men think she's beautiful too. So you need to get down to the reason why she feels like that about herself.
That's a good point. And at the same time, I also think this: if you were a person, and the person that you would think you're beautiful, it really shouldn't care about what other folk think.
Exactly.
I mean, if long as the person you with think you are an amazing and curvious and beautiful person, or whatever you are, the rest, everybody else outside of that person that thinks it's about you that you're with, I mean, you should give a damn about what they think. There are also some other factors that we may consider on why she thinks like this. Maybe she has been in a relationship where a man had dogged her out, called her and only used her for sex.
Exactly.
Used her for money.
Exactly.
And just did this, and she was the type of person that just did whatever the man said.
Exactly. Some kind of verbal abuse.
Right, verbal abuse. I was about to say that. Verbal abuse or whatever.
Right. Yeah. So, all that could tear a woman down, because women, emotions run high on everything.
And then when she finally runs into a guy that appreciates her,
she doesn't know how to handle it, right? She still has that mindset of the abuser.
So James, I don't think you're doing anything wrong, James.
I just want to throw this out there. Just, I hate to oversimplify a fucking problem, but what if she just crazy, James? You ever thought about that?
I don't think so.
Y'all went right past the question. He said, "What if?
What if she just say, crazy? I'm not saying she is." Yeah, I feel you. You know exactly what I'm thinking, person without a mic.
Yeah, you have to define what crazy do you mean.
Alright. Randy, let's just say, I've been calling your shirt orange all week. You wear an orange shirt, right? For some reason, you think it's purple. I got pictures of you and pictures of what orange looks like.
The shirt itself says this shirt is orange.
But for some reason, you telling me it's purple. You crazy.
Yeah, but she's not going that route. That's like,
I'm just, like I said, crazy. Like I said, I'm like,
we all know orange and purple is purple. But that's not that doesn't tie into this situation, because this is psychological. Well, that would be too, but you know, this is, what am I trying to say?
Ladies, y'all have missed the point that Mr. McClain is making. All he said is, James, what if she's crazy? Now, what y'all saying will be valid if Sam said,
she is crazy.
I think she's just crazy. Then the points that I'm making right now will be valid and be effective to the conversation, but all Sam said is what if, hypothetically speaking. That's why he brought up the orange shirt issue.
Well, James, I put it like this.
I hope she's not crazy. I don't think she is crazy, James.
I'm just going to throw it out there, James.
Right. Since we're running out of show, he would have to make.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I think you're doing a good thing. To answer your question, you're doing the right thing. Now, if it get to a point where you can't bear it, you didn't say you was married to her, get the fuck out of there. Ain't no... I'm serious. Ain't no point of both of y'all being crazy. You trying to get crazy to help her. So if it's becoming too much of a strain, get the fuck out, man.
Now, I'm telling you something. About 80% agree with you.
Yeah.
Because if it's becoming the thing too much, the thing is, you can do and do and do and do. But like my granddaddy used to say, if you're trying to help a person, they don't want no help. Ain't nothing you can do personally.
Yep. Exactly. Well, now, that you can tell this woman that she's beautiful.
And tell her that she's all of that. And tell her that she's got a pretty, perfect body. Intelligent, intellectual, smart person, all of that. But if the woman ain't listening to nothing you're saying, and all she's thinking about is, I'm too fat, or I'm too this, or I'm this, or I'm this, and listening to nothing you're saying, given that you are the person that she's with, and she's not listening to nothing you saying, but taking into consideration by what everybody else outside of you is saying, then apparently what you're saying is falling on deaf ears, because she's not listening to you when you're the primary person that she should be listening to.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, before I get out of here, I want to thank all my guests that showed up today. I'd like to thank Carla.
It was at least 70.
I'd like to thank my good friend, Miss Brandy Tink, for making, you know, a great appearance.
Brand! Woo! Tingle.
Touche, nigga, yes. Touche.
And I want to thank my man, Brand, who just, for no reason, just showed up. Give me a mic. I said, go ahead, goddammit.
Yes, indeed.
But before we get out of here, you know we got to pay some bills.
Pay the bills.
Oh, you know we got to pay some bills. So, if you can hear my voice in digital clear sound, digitally superb, I want you to thank the good folks at Tech Clinic. James, Sam, and Mark Anthony, all of y'all, not that James, not the James who's dealing with the crazy bitch, but I want to thank y'all at the Tech Clinic for helping us out. 12 Mile and Gratiot, if you went in the Roseville, Detroit area, if you went past the Randalls, you went too far, Tech Clinic. Also, hell, it's about, right now, you know, it's about September. You got a little bit of your grass getting cut. If you around the 7 Mile, if you in Detroit, goddammit, and you in 7 Mile and Monarch, I want you to holler at my man at Barry's Lawn Care. Barry's Lawn Care, where Saturday morning is a terrible thing to waste. Why the fuck do you need to get out there and cut your own goddamn grass when Barry's Lawn Care can get out there and do it for you? A Saturday morning is a terrible thing to waste. You know they cut my grass 2 weeks ago? I sat there and I watched my DVR and I watched Barry's Lawn Care do their thing. Ain't that some shit? You don't stay in Detroit, but you wish there was a Barry's Lawn Care.
I'm standing.
Nah, Brandy, you stay at Detroit. Why'd you? Well, and if you go to Barry's Lawn Care, and you say you've heard this plug on Just Talking With Sam, gmail.com, you get 15% off all of your lawn care needs at Barry's Lawn Care. And who else we got? Shit, super producer. U.S. Transmission and Bell Bonds.
I was about to say that to somebody else.
Oh, hell yeah, nigga. Let's say you commit a crime and you got to get the fuck out right now. Go to U.S. Transmission and Bell Bonds on the fifth corner of Gratiot and Sanford. Why you bullshit? I know this is all Detroit shit, but look, I'm not above the law. I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not. I'm not above the law.
And you broke the law tonight.
Oh, my God. If I broke the law tonight and they had me in jail.
I don't know you.
You don't know me. I don't know you. But guess where I'm going? U.S. Transmission and Bell Bonds.
Me and my wife will see you anonymous chick.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Sign at the bottom. Nobody you know.
U.S. Transmission and Bell Bonds. Do your dirt and leave.
You forgot, all one, right, you forgot one important, very, very important person.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Did I?
Or did you not?
Did I?
Why?
Well, come on, finish.
Did
it.
I?
Come on with it then.
Since you're leaving.
Yeah.
It's only one place you can drive to. Well, people don't really know who you are. Or they judging who you are. It's one place you can't go. You can drive that car with that new transmission on the fifth corner of Gratiot and Sanford. Drive it all the way down to Ontario Mills Mall in Ontario, California. Just where you skirted the law. The way you know how to skirt that law. I would imagine you'll get hungry. You all gotta eat.
You all gotta eat. And you want some good food when you do it.
And if you want some good food when you eat,
nutritious, healthy and nutritious,
and you want Ontario, California, it's only one place you can go.
Or Okinawa.
Or, oh yeah, they got some places in Asia. I don't think you drive there. You drive it?
You can't drive Okinawa, but you can drive
to Kenny Rogers Roasters in Ontario Mills Ball in Ontario, California.
Yes, indeed.
Get yourself some broasted chicken.
Yes.
Broasted.
Not fried.
No.
Not raw. Not roasted. But broasted.
I don't even know what the hell that is. Me but either. I've had it before. And when I tell you, there are times that you wish in your life where you could pause. And whenever I have had that chicken, I wish I could have stopped time. That's how good the chicken was.
You know what else you can get from there?
A little slice of heaven.
You can get some of that strawberry lemonade, ice cold. I can use that shit right now. It's hot in the soul, bitches, bro. You can only get that at Kenny Rogers Roast.
I don't think you could have picked a better background song right now.
Restless Squeeze.
Brandy, do you hear
this? Yeah.
Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Ontario Mills Mall. Hey, they got places in Asia. They got places in Malaysia. Kenny Rogers Roast. Get yourself some roasted chicken. Now, I hate to end this real quick, but I got to because we only get an hour of iTunes. Fuck it. You know, the Apple show got to come on right after me. Yeah, I hear they show sometimes. Yeah, I got to buy shit for the wife with that Kenny Rogers money. But I want to thank my friends for coming out and helping me out.
I enjoyed every bit of it.
And I want to thank Super Producer, my wife, Executive Producer, for overbooking this goddamn show because I didn't have to talk a goddamn bit.
See you so, right around town with the girl I love.
At any given time, if you got questions, comments, concerns, or just want to say, hey, you can reach us out and just talk with Sam at gmail.com. No G in talking, just talk with Sam at gmail.com. Or you hit us up at Twitter, SamShow11. Brandon, you got a couple of Facebook friends from this goddamn show. When they can reach you?
BrandyTingle1 at hotmail.com.
Good enough. Brandon, you really don't want shit. You're just like, I really don't give a goddamn.
If I don't see you, when is it? You know what? I'm glad you brought that up.
Uh-huh.
My Brandon's friends on Facebook. It's about to be 10 years from 2002. And you can't reach me there neither.
Good enough.
So.
I really don't know how to end this fucking podcast.
Join the fleet. And you'll work for me.
I hear you. Thanks, Carla, who's not here right now. You can hit her up at Max's Sweet Lady at Twitter. And she actually tweeted some before she goes. She said, don't talk bad about her because she kind of saw it coming.
She was a delight to have. I enjoyed talking with her.
I wish you could come on more shows and we could all find out what's really good. It's the best way. That's how I know how to end it. I will see y'all niggas next week. Peace out.
Good night.